All right, if I play a Christmas song, is that Christmas me enough for you motherfuckers?
Hey, Santa Claus, you want to make me happy this year? Listen to me, honey. Give Pearl something that'll be of some use to me, like a 5-pound box of money. Now there's a little gift. It's loaded with lots of sentiment. See, whenever I get blue, Santa, I'm gonna think of you. But at the same time, I will change to pay my rent, you see? Now, money isn't everything. There's no two ways about it. But while we're here, Santa dear, it's much better with than without it. So, really, I could be real good and not do nothing funny. If you do like I ask you, stop me right on Christmas night. Try me on that money. Just try me, honey. Santa, can you hear me? You listen to everything I'm asking about? But listen, honey, Santa dear.
Okay, that'll do.
New Year. Oh, it would be so
welcome
bright,
to another
sunny
show. Tomorrow, I will be dressing up as Santa for after story time at work. Let me tell you, I'm very fucking excited about that. Real excited. I don't really know. I don't think I'm very Santa-y. You can hear my voice now. Do I sound anything like how you imagine Santa sounds? You know what I mean? I feel like I'm almost going to give a lot of kids their sort of post-Santa experience, which is where they hear me and they see me and they're like, oh, you know, I guess I don't believe in Santa now. And I'll be glad I can provide that for them. They're, well, we're done with Santa now. How lucky that is for them. I don't really know, too, how, you know, I was trying to practice in the car. Trying to practice my ho-ho-hos and, like, what the fuck am I going to say? Because I feel, here's the thing, I feel like parents want you to say something as Santa, you know, talk to their kids. But I'm like, listen, I don't fucking know your kid. What am I supposed to say? What do you want for Christmas? I can say that, but you better hope that he says whatever you got him. Right? I don't want to say that shit. And I feel like everybody says that, you know, what do you want for Christmas? Well, maybe it's not about what you want for Christmas, you son of a bitch. Maybe you just behave yourself. I don't know. I did this once before. And I don't think I was a convincing Santa, but I don't know. I mean, I guess when you put on, you know, we have this Santa costume, and it's very thorough. There's a lot of wig and beard to it, and then you have a hood. So it kind of disguises what you really look like. But it's just funny to me because it's like, because there's not a lot of males at my work, someone's got to be Santa. And I guess it's been decided that only a dude can do it. Which I next year, I'm going to push for, like, let's have Mrs. Claus. Or I kind of wish this is one of the times where it would be really interesting if I was black. Do you think they would ask me? Do you think they'd be like, oh, do you want to be Santa? We're going to have black Santa? Or do you think they'd be like, maybe we'll ask somebody else. You probably don't want to do it, do you? Which I'd say, no, I don't. You know, as much as I'm tired of being put down because I'm black, I would probably not choose to make Santa my way of making society good again. You know, I'd be like, yeah, I could see how I'm striking a blow here, but I don't know. The personal cost isn't worth it in this case. So that's tomorrow. So I'll be sure to let you know how that goes. So what are we going to talk about today? I came across something very interesting. I heard about on another show called The Retronauts. I've found that what I do is I tend to find a show, binge on a show, and then you know, get tired of it or listen to it and be done. So I kind of binged on Retronauts the last week, and that's a show about retro video games. And they briefly mentioned there was this whole time where there's these sort of hacked video games. So what people are doing is taking games and, hacking them. They're kind of changing them around and making them different. And the one they mentioned specifically, I looked up because I was like, I wonder if you can play these, which you can. You can download these. You know, I'm not exactly sure how you download them and do it. That seems a little complicated because otherwise, believe me, I would. I would absolutely do it. But let's see. Like, so the one they mentioned was one called Homo Cop. And this is a a hack of RoboCop. Now, here's what I'm going to say about these. They are super insensitive. Like, these are not titles and things that lend themselves to a kind and wonderful world. They're horrible. I'm choosing to view these as humorous because that's just my choice. That's my prerogative. I kind of think, I don't want to excuse behavior, but I think these were made by, you know, like 14-year-olds and shit. They're ridiculous. And I think that's why I don't tend to get outraged by these things and whatever. If you don't like that, now you know that this is what's coming. And I would encourage you to make your own, you know, games of hack these games and make them more friendly. You know, turn RoboCop into Robo Michael Brown or something. I don't know. So this is Homo Cop. The title screen opens and it says "The Faggot of Law Enforcement, Homo Cop," and all the metal color that's blue sort of has changed to pink. There's this sort of screen that shows, you know, RoboCop. It shows him, he's facing towards you and he's kind of split in half. And then the one half you see the outside and the other half it shows his inside and shows, you know, his like power capacitor or whatever. But it displays it differently on here. And so here are the parts that he has. Homosexual. Oh, and he's all pink, by the way. Homosexual sensor. Gay metabolizer. That's all one word. Gay metabolizer. Cum pressure motor unit. Main rape battery. Interface penis. Bulletproof and heatproof soft penis. Cum holder and shockproof balls. Now, here's what's good, too. If you remember in the movie, RoboCop had these prime directives that were like, you know, protect the innocent, stop crime. So they changed these. Homo Cop's prime directives are kiss men, fuck men, love men. And directive 4, which is his secret directive, is kill men. So this is, you know, and then it just shows him in pink. And it's like, you know, attack mode, Second Street, Nash Avenue. And I think normally it says like arrest and assist or something. But this just says fuck shit up. So then it looks like the game is kind of normal. It changed, you know, health instead. It says sodomizers where it says pistol before. Now it says faggot. And then it's got some, I don't know, extra items or something. I don't know what it said, but now it just says sexualize. And then and the background seems to be pink as well. And then the only difference seems to be that's it. Oh, and also, here's what's funny about this. So when you hack a video game, you can change, you know, you can change this guy to be pink. Like, that's not a big change to make. So you have to change every frame of his animation. So let's say when he's walking, you know, there's one where his feet are together, then there's a frame where his foot goes forward and a frame where it goes forward more. So you have to change all those frames to be pink in order for him to stay pink, which they did, except if he gets hit by a bad guy, he kind of does this thing, you know, where he's registering a hit. He throws his head back a little like, ugh! And that one they failed to change. So then he just turns blue. By the way, this is all coming from batterhacks.net or batterhacksnet.ipage.com. So I'm not inventing this material. It looks like they have some videos, actually. I don't know if there's some real good looking ones. There's one here called Dicktails, which appears to be like DuckTales, except Dicktails. So I'm just going to click on it and we're just going to see what happens. I don't know if we've got any sound. Dicktails by B. Dick. So it's a badly... They changed the front screen. Oh, here we go. They changed all the fonts and stuff, so they're handwritten. I need to go back here so I can see what it says. Dicktails. So you can play Wuss, Normal, or Impossible, spelled with one S. So now they're just going through, and you can go to Jonesboro, Trannyland, African Cunts, San Francisco, or UFO Land. These are your choices instead of, you know, there's the Amazon, Transylvania, African Mine, some snow place, and the moon. So he's in Transylvania. Here's the thing that it seems to be the difference between... In the game DuckTales for the Nintendo, you're Uncle Scrooge, and you sort of use your cane as a pogo stick. And in this one, he just has a boner that he's running around and bouncing off of. So he's just, you know, help, Huey has been sodomized, please help him. Normally it's been kidnapped, but fine, I guess he's been sodomized and needs help. You know, other than him being bouncing on his dick, oh, and his name is Uncle Spooge. That's nice. And it's funny to watch him walk with his dick. So, you know, basically what's happening is people are just sort of making these slight changes to these games that are ridiculous, but also kind of great. I mean, I find them to be... Well, here's the thing. If someone told me to get onto DuckTales and turn it into DickTales, I would laugh, and then if they said, no, seriously, do it, I would have no fucking idea how to do that. Like, I don't know how to look at something like this and turn it into something else. Right? And, you know, they didn't change a lot. Again, they mostly changed the animations of his dick and then the dialogue. I'm looking to see, you know, he's about to get to a boss here, so maybe that changes. Oh, the boss is naked. Except when she changes... So she changes into a bird sometimes, and she's not naked then. But when she's on the ground, she's naked. And when she fires a lightning bolt, her clothes back come back on. So there you go. That's DickTales. Basically nudity, and there's a dick. And just skip ahead a little. They didn't change the music, is what he's saying here. I never knew how to beat this moon level of this stupid game. Oh, and they're from Dickburg instead of Duckburg. That makes sense. I mean, that seems like an obvious one, right? I guess everything that's duck, you know, DuckTales was all duck this, duck that, and now it's just dick. So instead of Duckburg, you got Dickburg and Scrooge McDick, I assume. Let's see what else there is, because here's the thing. You know, that's kind of an innocent-y, fun. To me, that's fun. But, you know, let's just go... They have some different articles on some different ones, so I just want to go through. Here's one called A Boy Tells Jokes to His Poop. Now, this is based on a boy and his blob, right? Except now it's called A Boy Tells Jokes to His Poop. And, you know, based on a true story that I somewhat made up. Oh, excuse me. Now, here's a title screen, I guess. And here's all I can read. Hacked by Jackass. Women need make me sandwich. Poop cake. Yum in my tum. This game sucks balls. I can't believe I made a hack to this piece of shit game. RHDN takes ROM hacking too seriously. Okay, I am done. Fuck you. Written in crazy fashion. Now, A Boy and His Blob is this game where basically you have this friend who's a blob. You give him this different jelly beans, And he turns into different things. So, like, you need to get over a hole. You give him this jelly bean, he turns into a bridge. You give him a different one, he turns into a ladder. All that kind of shit. This one seems to be a little bit different. So, according to the reviewer, I think the plot in this one is the kid's dad... Okay, you play the kid who gives the jelly beans to the thing, right? So, in this one... I think the kid's dad has colon cancer or something, and he's trying to raise money for his funeral. That's in a boy in his blob? Wait, that's not the boy in his poop? That's a boy. That's the point of boy in his blob? Is that really? I can't tell if this is a joke. I need to look this up because I just need to know. That's like a real dark. You know what I mean? Okay, a boy in his blob. A boy tells a joke to his poop. There it comes up again. I don't know. Is it possibly true that this is about that? You know what I mean? Blobbert. I cannot find anything about it. A boy in his blob. Okay, well, regardless, let's get back to the poop, okay? In this game, you are a young skinhead who birthed a frothy glob of sentient shit, which follows you around. So the skinhead's only recourse is to make this disgusting nightmare laugh by telling it jokes. Only it doesn't laugh, it just turns into different shaped lumps of fecal matter based on the sort of theme your joke had. So you can't just tell it a joke, you have to select the type of joke and then hurl a smaller glob of shit into its mouth. Also, for some reason, you can only tell the same joke so many times and you run out of it. Who knows? So, basically, the blob is just brown. You tell it a joke, it turns into a thing. Oh, I see. So, you tell it... For example, this joke is based on a word we don't use for black people. And if you tell it that kind of joke, the blob transforms into a noose. A lynching noose. You can... Let's see, what is this? I can't even tell what it's supposed to be. A gay joke makes it turn into an L-turd. I don't know what that means. A yo mama joke makes it turn into a poop-shaped ball. A fart joke makes it turn into a bubble. That one makes sense. A religion joke turns it into a Bible. A penis joke makes it turn into a penis. That's fair. An old-time joke is like a magic hat. I don't know what that is. A knock-knock joke equals a bouncy poop trampoline. A date rape joke turns it into a small bent-over woman. A dirty joke turns it into a humping turd, which is a hummingbird. A pussy joke makes it turn into a hole. That makes sense. And I don't really know what else happens. Oh, also fun in this game. So there's parts where you're in the subway in this game, you know, and it's got... graffiti. In video game, graffiti is always hilarious because what it always is like the developer of the game. Like as if I was going down into the subway and just putting like EA Sports on the wall in paint for some reason. It would be, you know, like a Banksy or somebody needs to take this sort of art in the graffiti that's in these games and then do it in a real subway. But you know, so this one has actually made the graffiti into other stuff. So it says absolute shit, potatoes ass fuck, you know, stuff like that. You get some oatmeal. You can turn the shit into a key. Oh, you can buy joke stuff. Apparently you can fly on the whore like a rocket in space as I'm looking through this. Oh, and then there's a boss in this game. I didn't even know there was a boss to this game. But this whole thing shows you how to beat it. So at the end, and the evil shit is defeated with his own hidden stash of semen, and all of the poopalorb salutes their nigger. The end. And then it just says, you suck. Like, this doesn't even make sense. Here's what I don't understand about these. They don't really make sense. But the person who made them had the ability to make them. You know what I'm saying? like, they have a skill. They know how to do something. They're not just ranting homeless weirdos. They have computers, but they, you know, just do this. And they just put these crazy things in here. Now we've got another game called Mel Gibson Horror Fighter. Okay. So basically it looks like it's Double Dragon. And, you know, they actually put the title in and stuff. It actually looks pretty good. Looks okay. Now, so I guess these girls come and take away a bunch of beer. And then you're Mel Gibson, I guess. Although you don't look anything like Mel Gibson. It just looks like a normal guy to me. Except, and then all the computer characters are girls. Including a boss who was like this big muscle guy that basically it looks like they just put a bra on him. And, some of these appear to be... So, these were topless dudes before. And now they've just sort of enhanced the chest area and made them topless dudes. So that's nice. Oh, yep, and here's some completely naked women. That's interesting. Yeah, lots of just naked women, apparently, that Mel Gibson is beating up. And there's a part where a beer is walking around a room by itself. So that's Mel Gibson Whore Fighter, a Double Dragon hack. So that's nice. Let's see. The next game we have is Bisexual Neofags. Bisexual ending with an exclamation point. Ah, so this is obviously a takeoff on Super Mario 3. Now, this is showing the title screen, and there are penises everywhere. There's a huge penis across the thing that's squirting semen. There are penis decorations in the ground. There are just goddamn penises all over. They've got the map screen. Everything's a dick. Oh, my God. The entire textures of the levels, anything that the ground or, like, you know, background objects are all outlined in dicks. So you're running basically on a series of boners. You know what I mean? That are sticking straight up out of the ground. The pipes that Mario uses are a dick. There's dicks flying through the air. There are floppy disks? Is that what those are? You hit a block and get dicks. Oh, instead of fireballs, you throw dicks. Oh my God, when you're in the castle, every block in the castle is a dick. The cannons shoot records for some reason. The Goombas are made to look like dicks. That's not really a stretch. And when you pick your start of the game, you either pick one faggot or two faggots instead of, you know, player one, player two. So that's just basically, I've seen a lot of this stuff in these games in my perusal, my professional examination. Lots of just adding as many dicks as possible. So that's Bisexual Neofags. Moving on, we've got Gay Perverts. Gay pervs, excuse me. Help the poor kid to escape the two gay perverts. Ah, so this is a takeoff of Home Alone. And it looks like what they've done is made the bandits naked and they have boners. And if you lose, it says, whoops, you lost the game along with your virginity because the pervs raped you. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, so basically what I'm looking at is a Nintendo version of Joe Pesci who's just sort of walking around with a boner. And as far as I can tell, the rest of the game is the same. Oh, except for the art in this house. There's like this pixelated pictures in the background just to create, you know, background. Also dicks. So that's just an addition of nudity. Now, next game we've got is Buttface. This one's based on Zombie Nation, apparently, which is... Zombie Nation is a crazy-ass game. You're a giant... Okay, here's how I remember the story. Aliens come to Earth, and they're attacking, and they get this powerful ancient katana, and when they steal this katana, the samurai who owned it, like, awakens from the grave. But he's just a floating head, and he flies, and he, like, shoots stuff out of his face. And he's, like, the size of a building. And in this one, instead of being a giant flying face, you're a giant flying butt that shoots poo. And when you die, says, fuck. And that seems to be the extent of it. I mean, this game is already so crazy, I don't really know. It's on the one hand, ripe for parody. And, you know, why not do a butt? But then on the other hand, it's a little bit like, how much do you need, right? Let's see. Next, we've got Questionable Crystalis, which I'm guessing is based on the game Chrysalis. Oh, God, this is a long, long thing. And they do all the words, but what's questionable about it? Oh, it's just got questionable color choices and lots of squiggly lines. Tofu says he is having a hard time with the windmill guard. He is always crapping. So they just changed the dialogue, I guess. I'm called Tofu. Hey, Wu-Tang bro, start that mind mill and I'll give you magic. Tofu's pupil is a lame homo. Ha 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 ha. Moogle cookies? Right, come again. I've heard that there's a village where only dykes live. I wonder. Wow, you're scaring me, mommy. I'm the great Captain Crackhead. I'm one of Blackfire's finest four. This is the house of Butch, our leader. This is not a place for you. Yoda, the Grand Pooba, knows your role, and now Marin is calling you. Mark Marin. Our licking skills are even better than a man's. So I guess that's the dialogue from the game. Enjoy putting that together in a horrible thing. How about Pony Pocky Panic? What is this all about? Based on the sort of Super Mario Brothers 2, Pony Pokey Brothers. Oh, it looks like they changed the Super Mario 2 characters into My Little Ponies, which actually looks pretty good. I mean, other than that, it's the same game, except you're fighting ponies and you are ponies. But the ponies look pretty goddamn good. I'm not going to lie. Like, the bosses are ponies, but they look good. There's a goblin. There's a dragon. Nightmare Moon, I guess that's a pony thing. Even when you beat the game, they changed the final ending screen. I gotta say, this one actually looks pretty good. These bronies know how to reprogram a game. I mean, it doesn't really change much, but I'm fine with it. Let's move on to our next game, Uncle Pervo. I don't really know what's going on. Porn film games. Uncle Pervo in the Temple of Lost Boys. Oh, God. And they even put a little thing that says sponsored by Durex condoms on here. That's nice. So he looks like he's an Indiana Jones guy. And he finds a hooker. Oh, Jesus. Okay. So instead of using a whip, the guy quickly loses his shorts. A gigantic boner the size of his whole body comes out. And he sprays semen on people. So I guess if you just blow that through, that's how you play this game. He's wearing buttless pants, so when you're climbing a rope, you can see that. And he's wearing little short shorts, and he kills a Nazi with his dick. Well, that's impressive looking, I'm not going to lie. That is really something. Next game, we've got a little something called Jew Fighter. Looks like Super Mario 2 as well. Here's the story. Jews. They have taken over the world and it is up to you to stop them. They throw money at you. It is best that you take a shower before starting your mission. Run, little girl, before I get angry at your slow ass. Steve. Steve hates you. Okay. So you can pick these players. Okay, so what you've got is a... I don't know what Mario is supposed to be. He looks like he's sort of a bird character. Luigi is obviously Hitler, a fat Hitler. So that works. I get that. Toad is wearing a turban and is just fucking naked. And Princess just looks real haggard. Like her hair is all frizzy and she may or may not be topless. So I guess you just, you know, they just have these enemies and they just gave them noses and there's also dicks everywhere. there is a strange... In this game, in the original game, there were these masks, and when you picked up a key, a mask would come after you, and they've changed it to just be a white face with glasses and kind of a goofy smile. Oh, there's another dick, another kind of dick. There are just so many dicks. Oh, the invincibility star is a Star of David. That makes sense. I mean, that's a pretty easy switch. It doesn't really stay on theme because you wouldn't want it that. For some reason, the mushrooms just say ass on it. And when bombs explode, they say oats instead of boom. I don't know what that means. Okay, there are doors in this game that were giant birds, and I guess they made it into a mustachioed guy with glasses as well, who's perhaps Jewish? I'm not sure. And the characters just get uglier from there. And they just kind of insert a Star of David wherever they can. And at the end of the game, you've got contributing slut bags instead of, you know, which characters you played. It just shows you you're contributing slut bags. So there we've got Jew Fighter. Next, let's go to Inner City Ransom, which I assume is based on River City Ransom. Here's the story. I hold my crotch and Jack's prostitute hostage with my gangs of lamers and holy fighters. I am bored. Someone try to fight me, or else, P.S., all your base are belong to us. You are on the way to destruction, ... quick. You're a black guy. Looks like you're fighting. I don't really know. I mean, this just looks too boring. I don't really see anything exciting here. What is going on with oatmeal? Is that some kind of racist, weird thing I don't know about? Because I eat oatmeal like every day, and if I'm doing something racist or not racist, I'd like to know. Let's try our next game, Super Punk Brothers. Now, this is Super Mario 3, but it's Super Punk Brothers. Let's see what happens. Oh, Mario has a mohawk. Well, that's something. Some of the boxes say, oi. Mushrooms are beer and hard liquor instead. The raccoon tail is just an anarchy sign. And the fire flower is a record. Oh, there's anarchy symbols everywhere. The Goombas are TVs. The fire flowers are, I don't even know. An Asian guy? A cop? I don't know what that is. The turtles have swastikas on them. That's nice. Toad has a mohawk. Everyone's got a mohawk or a swastika. All the bad guys seem to have swastikas. So I guess we don't want that. Ooh, even the bullets all have God, the boss who shoots little magic beams, the beams are swastikas too. So that's extra fun. Excuse me. Oh, and then when the curtain closes, it just says fuck. I like that. I like those little added details. Now, here's one of my favorite titles from this entire website. Probably my second favorite, or my favorite's coming up, but this is Super Nazi Penis Cartel Freedom Fighters 1337. What does that even mean? Super Nazi Penis Cartel Freedom Fighters 1337. So this looks like it's Super Mario 3 as well. And you control a Jewish testicle. And then, okay, I'm going to just read this for a second. You control Pilk and Nuss if you play a two-player game, a Jewish testicle. As far as I can tell, Pilk is a resident of a drug-filled kingdom, which was some sort of doped-up Hebrew paradise, until the Nazi penis cartel showed up. The fascist cocks are hell-bent on destroying you, probably on controlling drugs as well. As you can see, you are a Jewish testicle. Somehow the testicle escaped the scrotum and slides along the ground. It can also hop, fuck, that has to hurt. No ordinary testicle could take on the Nazi penis cartel. And the Jewish testy can transform as you get items. So if you get a clan hood, you transform into a clansman. Unfortunately, you're up against the Nazis and not the clan, so the Nazi penis cartel still tries to kill you even when you're in clansman outfit. You can get a penis pump, which changes you into a giant penis. So you can hit enemies with your nutsack and kill them, and you can also fly by leaping into the air and flapping your scrotum, which is very nicely animated. The cross allows you to hurl burning swastikas. The tanuki suit has been turned into a fried chicken leg, and it lets you be a giant walking black penis instead of a white one. You can also turn into a gray erection and somehow be ignored by the Nazi penis cartel. Extra lives have been made into KKK hoods, which actually say KKK when you collect them. The star has been replaced by heroin, so that's how you become invincible. The warp flute has been changed into a joint. Well, okay, that's something. Seems like they would have just gone penis, but fine. So the game starts, instead of level one, you're in Reich one. There's marijuana leaves everywhere. You can get 100 coins for extra testes. Oh, God. They wrote Gabo in the distance. France sucks. Strub my balls. That's the message when you beat the level. There's goddamn swastikas everywhere. There's Klansmen. Here's... and he also appeared in the other Super Mario 2, Wilfred Brimley. Now, for some reason, Wilfred Brimley appears in numerous games here. For some reason, he's just... Every one of these hacks, or not everyone, but many of them have Wilfred Brimley. And this appears to be a, like, syringe-wielding Wilfred Brimley. He's even got a W on his shirt, just so you can tell for sure. You go to a mini game where there's an Asian food and slot machines. There's a naked woman, instead of Toad, who is a horny female amputee. There's a level called Meth is Fun, where you ride flying cigars through the sky. Someone says, how dare you break into my secret hut of molestation? I mean, it's just so amazing to see this stuff, because it's so different from the game. Oh, when you get there, normally there's a Toad guy, but now it's a naked, armless woman saying, "Oh, it's terrible. The king has gone into withdrawal. Please find his ketamine stash so he can shoot up." So you gotta go into the bad guy territory and do that. The boss is now a Nazi penis wearing a clan hood, smoking a joint while trying to inject you with HIV-infected heroin needles. There you go. When you beat him, he goes up in flames. And he turns from a penis, he, like, bursts into flames, and then he's, like, a penis skeleton. So imagine if a penis had ribs and stuff like that. Wow, it's amazing. And you get these letters from the princess. Oh, there's some lynched black people who are on fire. Jesus Christ. I mean, this person... really went crazy. Oh, here's another Wilfred Brimley. I mean, this is insane. You get letters from the princess in this game, and so the letters have been changed. Instead of showing her picture, it shows a picture of a vagina. Let's see, this letter. If you see an abortion clinic, blow it up. The fuck debt allows you to bypass total bullshit. Okay. There's sperms. There's condoms. There's a big... face that shoots penises out of its mouth. There's more oats. Oh, I guess you can turn into a sperm at some time for no real reason. There's Osama bin Laden. There's penises coming out of pipes. There's swastikas. There is a... what do you call it? Klansman with a snorkel? I mean, this game... somebody put a lot of effort into this game. Oh, you turn into a Klansman. A guy says zounds or zoons. You fight a giant walking butthole? It seems like you fight a giant walking butthole. You talk to a vagina. You go to Jointland, Hitlerland. Reich 4 is... Oh, okay. Here are the levels. You've got Jointland. You've got Hitlerland. You've got Spermland, Bonerland, KKK land, Assland, Dickland, and Fuckland. And when you finish the game, you get the message that says, you're gay. I mean, this is a thing that someone spent a fuckload of time doing this one. Somebody worked hard to make this happen. Someone did a lot of shit to make this a that was one game, all these changes that were made, right? It's kind of unbelievable. You know, it's like, I hate when people say this. I hear this more often than I'd like. People were like, oh, if only you used your powers for good, LOL. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really care to do that. But I see what you're saying. It does make me wonder if these people use their powers for good. But also, I just can't see this. I can't see the person who does this much work for this joke fitting in. One of my favorite titles here, Naked Headless Mario Fights the Dick Nazis. It's kind of a boring looking game, but it's, you know, hey, what are you gonna do? We've got Dragon Pervert, which looks like a Dragon Warrior, but everyone's fucking naked. And, you know, they change the things to different, you can buy a dildo and a condom and a dildo whip. Dildo whip sounds all right. Yeah, they just made everybody fucking naked, basically. The Legend of Zelda, Link Gets Laid. So this just looks like pretty similar. You must be very desperate for a fuck. You are on some island. Follow the lane south. Well, I saw that on the back of... My name's Boner. Hope you're feeling better. What? How did I know your name? You think it's weird, huh? Well, I saw it on the back of this condom. You got your condom back. Use it to flip enemies. So I guess that's your items. It looks like they... Yeah, oh, there's some dicks. Lots of dicks. Lots of just dicks running around. Like crazy. I can't tell what you're supposed to be in this game. An alligator? Or a just an all-black guy? I don't know. You go in a path. There's a ship pool. There's a toilet. You got the douchebag. Okay. Oh, you got the vibrator. So you have to get these things in this castle, and it says douchebag vibrator, whatever. Part of me wishes, I guess, that, you know, this was something that was allowed. Like, here's what's weird. Only recently have I discovered you could buy games for, like, your old Nintendo that other people besides Nintendo have made. And my understanding is this is a fairly recent phenomenon. You know, people are programming games for Nintendo that work in the Nintendo. But this is not something that you could have played like in 1992. I cannot play Headless Mario versus the Dick Nazis when I was a kid or something like that. It just wasn't possible. I don't know. I guess I just love it. I just love that this is happening. I don't think maybe why I love it secretly or not secretly now, because I'm just saying it out loud in the microphone. Things like this make me feel better because I'm thinking, you know what? I'm not nearly the craziest person on the planet. Like, these people are crazier than me. They have weirder ideas and they spend a lot more time executing them than I do. So all of a sudden, I don't feel so bad about myself. I feel like, hey, Pete, you're kind of a normal guy. You're a pretty normal dude, I say as I just spent a podcast talking about all the penises and, you know, invented weird games. But other than that, pretty normal, pretty sweet guy. All right, everybody. that's all the time we have for today. But we'll see you real soon. I hope everyone has a good holiday. I think we'll probably see you around the holiday. But hey, fingers crossed, huh?
This is a mission, not a small-time thing. Got me on a case like I'm Sherlock Holmes. My dome kinda messed up from what I've been seeing and what I've been hearing. Got me not knowing what to believe in. I was breezing, battling bosses. The record is flawless, zero losses. Till I came across this stunning young piece who resided at the bottom of the sea. And she told me her name was Splash Woman. Beautiful but deadly, she was mad cunning. Had a voice that could soothe the savage. Beast of physique was way above average. Magic, the way she got me in a spell. Got me on lock. Damn, sort of like a cell. But I got a mission that I can't afford to fail. But girl, I got a secret to tell. I don't know how to say it.